Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. We're thankful you're able to listen this morning and pray that you'll receive a blessing from the message. If you'd like to follow along in your Bibles, our text today is going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 10. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds as he brings a message that he's titled Repentance and Faith in Salvation.
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10 state, "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." It is an obvious fact that there are many different plans of salvation in this world. All of those plans cannot be right. There's only one way of salvation. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." You know, there's only one kind of real repentance. There's only one kind of real faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's many counterfeits, but there's only one real one. Paul, here in the 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9 and 10, writes to this Corinthian church, explaining to them the difference between false repentance and real repentance. Repentance itself is a change of mind, and there must be a change of mind about everything, but repentance is more than just an intellectual assent to the facts of the gospel of Christ. Many people might understand the facts, but themselves have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ in saving faith. False religion teaches that saving faith is simply an intellectual consent to the facts of the gospel, but it is much more than that. The Corinthians, as Paul explains to them, had more than just a fleshly repentance. Rather, they had a godly repentance. He states it like this in verse 9. "Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance." And he's stating there that their sorrow brought them to think differently about what they were doing. Then he says in verse 9, as he continues, "For you were made sorry after a godly manner." You see, this passage explains that there can be a sorrow after a fleshly manner. Then he says in verse 10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." So there's two kinds of sorrow. There's more than one kind of repentance, but there's only one kind of salvation. Many people believe that if you'll just confess with your mouth, that everything else is taken care of. If you'll just believe in your mind and confess with your mouth that it's all done. Now notice, and they use scripture for this. The book of Romans chapter 9, verse 9 and 10 is one of these scriptures that they use. And let me read it to you. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There are those that teach, erroneously teach, that if you will just say with your mouth that you believe, that you're saved. That's wrong. And the error creeps in because there's a difference between godly repentance and just simply an intellectual consent to the facts of the gospel. Notice in Romans chapter 10 and verse 1. Now, I read verse 9 and 10 to you, but notice what it says here in Romans 10, verse 1. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Evidently, they were lost. Then in verse 2, Paul continues, "For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge." So they have a wrong knowledge about God and about what he expects of them in verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to every one that believeth. Now here's what he's saying in these verses, that there is a false repentance that is conceived of the knowledge, an intellectual consent to the facts of the gospel that is not salvation. The nation of Israel had a great zeal for the things of God, but not according to the proper knowledge of God. Here's the problem. Israel had never seen their abject depravity in the face of Almighty God. And many folks today have never seen before God that they are a most horrible sinner, eternally doomed to the everlasting flames of a fiery damnation. They have never seen that. They believe that they're not quite that bad. But the fact is there's nobody quite good enough in order to get to heaven. Nobody. There must be a remarkable change of mind. And that's what repentance is, remember. Repentance is a change of mind. It is a 180 turn from where we were to where we ought to be. A person must come to the point of realizing that before God, they are altogether lost, hopelessly lost, undone, unfit for heaven, and are going to a place of utter damnation and misery. And that is hell. Listen, everybody's got a soul. Everybody is going somewhere when they die. And there is such a thing in this world of those that are seeking like Israel sought, and yet they're seeking without proper knowledge. They're seeking without understanding that only God can reveal to them what real, honest truth is before Him. Jesus desired that people search the Scriptures, but salvation is not an understanding. Notice these passages. The book of John, chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus said this. He said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." Listen, I read John 5, verse 39. Jesus said to these people, "You search the Scriptures," but he's saying here, "For in them you think you have eternal life." For in the Scriptures you think you have eternal life. But eternal life is in Jesus Christ, not in understanding the Scriptures. You can understand many Scriptures and still be lost. But salvation is believing that Jesus Christ has taken care of everything. And it's a trust in Jesus Christ. Notice John chapter 6 and verse 29. People come to Christ when they realize that He is the living God. And they say, "What works might we work that we might work the works of God?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on Him whom He hath sent." Many misunderstand this passage, believing that Jesus is stating that their believing is a work they must do in order to be saved. But in verse 26 and verse 27 of John chapter 6, Jesus is informing His followers that they should not seek Him because they ate of the loaves and were filled, but they should labor or work for the meat which does not perish, which endureth or remains or continues unto everlasting life. Jesus is explaining that the active involvement of men in receiving, believing faith is from God as a gift of God, and as the mere taking of undeserved mercy, it is expressly excluded from the category of works on the basis of which man can claim salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. Some folks believe in their faith. Some folks believe in their repenting. But neither one of those can give you salvation. There's a kind of type of repentance that is of the world that leads to damnation. But there is a type of repentance that is of God. Because when a person realizes that they have no hope and they turn to the living God, then they can find salvation. You see, repentance has no merit within itself, but it's what repentance produces. Faith has no merit within itself. What I'm saying is that you can't trust your repenting to be saved. You can't trust your faith to be saved. You can't trust your obedience to be saved. You can trust Jesus because He's the one that saves you. Faith is merely the channel through which God's justifying and sanctifying grace flows into the lost soul. You see, it is not faith you are believing in. True salvation is the result of repentance of sin that's caused by godly sorrow and trust in the sacrifice in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Faith has no more merit than the act of receiving a gift has merit. It is simply the channel by which that gift is received. Faith is in no way a substitute for our obedience to the law, nor does it bring about a lowering of the law so we can meet its standards. We still must trust the Lord. We still must do as God declares. No work of any person will ever be enough to give them salvation. We're speaking about the difference between godly sorrow and worldly sorrow that leads to death. Notice the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 28 states, "Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." The Bible even goes on in Romans chapter 4 verse 4 and 5 and states, "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. But to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Romans chapter 4 and verse 16 states, "Therefore it is of faith, that is salvation is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all." You see, repentance and faith in Christ is not the act of the full soul bestowing. Rather, repentance and faith in Christ is the act of the empty soul receiving. That's what repentance is. When the person that is lost understands they cannot be saved, they call out unto God with a heart understanding that they are completely lost, and they trust in the Lord, and there is no other way that salvation can come to them.
You know, this message is a very personal one to me. As a person that's been around the gospel message all my life, I could have told anyone how to be saved in the technical sense. However, I myself, at that point, had never accepted Christ as my Savior. It's also personal because I have once made a false profession of Christ based on that same thing about someone telling me that if you just confess with your mouth, it's done. You know, it's more than just a basic head knowledge that Christ is real and that He died for sinners. Salvation involves the repentance that Pastor Reynolds talked about, and it involves placing one's faith in Christ for forgiveness and grace. And the night that I was really saved, I had realization that there was absolutely nothing I could do to save myself, and that as a sinner, I was doomed for hell. And with it also came that knowledge and that faith that Christ had came to save me, and that it was Him that had done the work, and that all I had to do was accept His free gift. And let me tell you, when you're saved, you will confess with your mouth, because the Lord's going to move in your life, and you're going to want to tell others what He's done for you. And so salvation is more than just a head knowledge that Christ existed and came to save sinners. You know, if you have questions about repentance, faith, and salvation, please contact us. You can leave us your contact information at 636-673-2180. You can also log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. And our time for today is up, but we trust that you'll be able to join us next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about repentance and faith.